podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
There's seating near the front. The concert begins at 5. It'll be Mozart, Elvis, and one of your choosing. Or just a nice, if heaven exists, to know that there's laughter. That would be a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just to hear God goes, two Jews walk into a bar.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we didn't stay on any one topic for very long, so we talked about a lot of things, like Noah starting a new podcast, how sloths are cute, we talked about horror movies, Doctor Who, Guardians of the Galaxy, and a spider on my ceiling, and a bunch of other crap. But when you hear this sound...
You're the Pepsi Generation.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. I might be doing another podcast.
What?
You whore.
My friend.
Wait. Let's save this for the show. Okay. Welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and Noah's a cheating whore.
I'm Noah, the T in Tancast. I cheat all the time.
All right. What's this story? What's going on? What the fuck?
My friend Robin, who listens to this podcast, wants to start her own podcast. And she's like, I have no one to start with. I'm like, well, I'll record a podcast with you if you really want. So that's as far as the planning has gone. You know, she...
Fuck you, Robin. You can't have our Noah. Get your own.
There's been no, like... I mean, there's been discussion of, like, what we would talk about, you know. Right now we're thinking about pop culture.
No, your content belongs to us.
We want all your content.
Did Robin ever live with you? No.
How do you know?
I don't, actually.
She didn't.
He's right, though, isn't he?
But I just wanted to make you feel bad.
You broke my heart, Fredo.
Why didn't she just join our podcast?
Do we want...
Tarncast.
Do we want to add a fourth?
I don't know. I was just throwing it out there.
Tim,
she could at least be on as a guest to spin off her new podcast.
You got Rantcast staring you right in the face, and you go for Tarn?
Yeah. That's how I did it.
Mm.
I was in a hurry. Mm. I fucking made it happen, and I moved on. Don't look back in anger, I heard you say.
Wonderwalls.
I mean, we could try. It might be good to get a female on here. Have we ever had a female like guest for the whole episode?
Only Andy's wife, if you want to count that episode, and no disrespect to Andy's wife, it's just the audio was shitty, and then Andy's mom.
Which I believe the audio was even shittier for that one.
No, actually, that it was fine. It just every minute or so, it made a weird noise.
Ah.
Tick.
But at least we could hear what she said, whereas your wife was like... And then Andy would say, and people were like, this is the greatest fucking episode of ever.
They were. They loved it. It was like, oh, quality.
The episode with Andy's mom, though, I believe still holds the record as our most downloaded episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was titled A Very Special Episode, and apparently in China, that meant this is the one we start with. So a bunch of people from China, I remember, downloaded the shit out of that episode.
My mom's big in China, guys. I don't know if you knew this.
Your mom's just big. Boom! Mm. No, my mom's a wonderful lady.
She's big in the titty.
Is that better, aww, Andy? Is that better?
Yes. Slightly. Only ever so slightly.
Yeah.
All right. Tim Dunn?
I think so.
Have you?
So, all right, Robin, bring it. Come on over to Tancast. We'll see what you got. Have we ever met Robin? Have I met her like many times and I'm going to be really embarrassed?
No, I actually don't think you've ever met her.
All right, good. Then I don't feel like a
fuck. Have I ever met Robin? Did I sleep with Robin and now I'm going to be really embarrassed?
She's like, I gave you a fucking kidney, you dick.
Yeah, Andy, you did sleep with Robin.
Hooray! That's not true. I don't sleep with anyone.
Poor Robin.
Wait, that she did get to sleep with Andy, or that she did get to sleep with Andy?
No, that she did, and if she did sleep with Randy, then poor Robin. Her pelvis is probably crushed.
I like it better the other way.
Of course you do.
I like it when it was poor Robin, she missed out. I'm going to remember it that way.
You go ahead.
I am.
You keep fucking that chicken.
Yeah. Come here, chicken. Give me that hot cloaca.
Oh, that's the hole where everything comes out of.
Yes.
And everything goes in, too.
That chicken's got a gazinta and a gazata.
So there's that. Should we do some motherfucking 10 laughs?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes. We like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show, it's a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. That's right, it's 10 Laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh. Oh, do we have some?
I don't know. Don't we always have 10 laughs? I mean,
I guess we always have an archive.
Oh, I got one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Come back to me.
Okay.
That was very contradictory.
Wait, I heard Noah say come on his back. Is that what you heard, Tim?
You okay? You just
no, I have a joke. I said look it up.
Okay.
Noah's stroking it.
So are you ready? Or
okay, I'm going to go without me.
Okay. I think we haven't read these yet. These are from Kiki. Now I feel like I have read this before because I think I remember she was the one who said Ellen Enchanted should be in the worst movie ever contest last week, and I called her by the wrong name because her email says one thing, but then she says call me Kiki, and then she says Kiki Kira, call me whatever you want as long as it's not cunt.
Alright, so this laugh comes from cunt?
Hey!
What?
No. No.
Oh, did I misunderstand that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, cunt. Kiki.
Trying to help with 10 laughs. Not sure if you've read these, but here they are. How do you keep Pumbaa from charging you? Oh, these are all Disney-related.
Take away his credit card. Boom.
That is right. Why did Mickey go to outer space?
He wanted to see Pluto.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! What does Pooh Bear call his girlfriend?
Honey.
Bing, bing, bing! What does Mickey Mouse use to browse the web?
Who, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
The cheese.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, we were looking for an iPad Mini.
Oh.
That's an iPad
he
Mini.
He gets all up in those guts.
No points.
Yes.
No points this round.
Up in those guts, Noah, you're correct.
What did Mickey say when Minnie asked him if he was listening?
I'm a little horse.
What?
Points.
Wow, that's wrong.
Points.
Did he say, huh, are you still talking, you dumb quump?
All right. The answer was, we were looking for was, I'm all ears.
Oh.
He has big ears. He said he's all ears. And
yes.
That brings us to the end of round three, and I wasn't keeping track, so who gives a fuck?
I win.
That's funny to me.
All right, here's my joke.
Good lord.
So a guy's walking down the street, and he sees his friend. He hasn't seen him for I don't know how long, and it's this big orange head. He goes up to him and goes, hey, what's with the big orange head? And his friend goes, you know, it's a funny story. I was in an antique shop, and I found the slap. I rubbed it, and a genie came out, and he gave me three wishes. And so I wished for a gorgeous house. You see behind me this huge mansion? Yeah, that's really nice. That's the house. And then I wish for a beautiful wife. You see that really lovely blonde coming down the street? That's my wife. And then here's why I think I went wrong. I wish for a big orange head. Nothing? Nothing?
What? What?
I've been waiting for... I wonder where the misunderstanding comes in.
That's what makes the joke funny. Because people are always expecting, like, oh, he said, I want a 10-inch penis, you know, or...
I was like, but nothing rhymes with orange.
I was listening to a podcast. This joke comes courtesy of On the Media Podcast.
You're the Pepsi generation.
They just talk about, you know, stuff going on in the world. This one was about can robots tell jokes. Actually, it was about robots in general and artificial intelligence. And that joke, it just made me laugh. I was just like, oh, that's so silly. And here's where I think it went wrong.
It is.
I wish for a big orange head.
Well, there's your problem. All right. I've got a whole bunch of them. They came from Jonathan. Bubba and Junior were standing at the base of a flagpole looking up. A woman walked by and asked them what they were doing. "We're supposed to find the height of the flagpole," said Bubba, "but we don't have a ladder." The woman took a wrench from her purse, loosened a few bolts, laid the flagpole down. She then took out a tape measure from her pocket, took a measurement, and announced, "It's 18 feet 6 inches," and walked away. Junior shook his head and laughed. "Ain't that just a dumb blonde? We asked for the height, and she gave us the length."
See, that's funny, because it made the blonde seem smart-ish.
Yep.
What do you mean, ish?
There's better ways to do it without taking down a pole. She's smart. She's smart.
Whoa. What would you do? What would you do there, Captain America? How would you solve this problem?
Well, first, you look at the shadow, and then you measure the angle. I don't know.
See, I thought Noah was about to get into ratios. I was like, you go, boy.
I mean, I know there is a way to do it. I just don't remember the specific steps.
Yes.
I just like that he got started. Like, well, first you do it. I have no idea.
You take an object of known height, Noah. You set it near-ish to the flagpole. You measure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You measure the length of the shadow of that object. And then the ratio of that object's shadow to that object's height is the same as the ratio of the flagpole's shadow to the flagpole's height. So you measure the flagpole's shadow, and Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
I don't know how this turned into a genealogy lesson halfway through, but... So I got some more blonde jokes from Jonathan. Do you know the true reason for all the blonde jokes?
Because they're really smart. Because brunettes hate them.
Because brunettes and redheads think they make them look smart. What do you call a brunette standing between two blondes?
Artificial intelligence.
Lucky, because she's finally getting some attention.
Oh. I like these. These are blonde jokes turned on their ear.
They are. What's black and blue and lying in a ditch?
The last motherfucker who made a blonde joke?
A redhead who told one too many dumb blonde jokes.
Ah.
What does a redhead miss most at a party?
Dick.
The invitation.
Oh, Jesus.
Why are there so many blonde jokes?
Didn't you just say it because it makes redheads and brunettes feel smart?
What's the true reason that there are so many? Because the blondes are out with the men, the brunettes and redheads have nothing better to do on Friday and Saturday nights. So take that, non-blondes. All four of you.
Hang on a second. My kid is pitching a fit. I may have to go smack him around.
All right.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm okay, though. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know what? You know why, you know, this is really late, but while Tim's not here, we can talk about an email that someone sent us.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Timcast! Listener email!
Look out. It's time for Timcast Tech Talk.
iPhone, iPad, iPhone, I smell.
By the time you find this thing, Tim will be back.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It is from, I believe, Dean.
Look at you go.
He says, call for opinions. We'll probably have to get an Android or iOS smartphone for work. Need for phone calls, work emails, server alerts, an occasional web search or photo. Needs to be front pocket friendly, 4 to 4.7 inch screen. Look at Moto X, Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini, and any other Android recommendations, models to avoid. I got a couple of people vouching on Moto X. At least one person has heard bad things about SF4 Mini. Just text specs on Moto X, iPhone 5C, my current BlackBerry. Just check the specs on the Moto X, iPhone 5C, and my current BlackBerry 9900. And the iPhone is about 0.07 inches thinner, and the Moto X is at its thickest. So if I don't drink the Cupertino Kool-Aid, any Android recommendations other than the Moto X? Is Tim back?
Yes.
Tim's back.
And I know the email you're reading.
I was like, oh, we should do this while Tim's not here. So I would say the Moto X, I've heard a lot of good things about the Moto X. I don't really follow a lot of Android stuff, but I've heard, like, even though it's not as fully powered, not as powerful as the other phones, the way they've designed it, it doesn't really matter. And then I also feel like at this point, like, I mean, beyond, like, probably build quality and maybe the skin that the cell phone company puts on their phone, which is not really a factor because you can easily remove that. Whatever phone you get probably doesn't matter too much. Like, I feel like they have incremental differences. Like the Moto X has that OK Google thing, and like has a thing where you can pick it up and it can detect the motion and bring on the time, which seems pretty cool. But, you know, is that going to drastically change your life? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I dislike most about Androids is the fact that there's a lot of the manufacturers trying to, I guess, put their stamp on the interface. And it seems like they all suck a lot harder at making software than Google does. So, like, you wind up with a phone with an operating system that gets more and more powerful over time. But then the manufacturer doesn't want to release any updates because it's like their shitty overlay and all their crappy apps don't work with the newer versions of Android, or they don't feel like updating them for the newer versions of Android. I think the Moto X is, what were all the Nexus phones? I think the Moto X is like effectively like a Nexus where, especially since it was made by Motorola, that it's like it's committed to, it's always going to get updates, like until the updates are no longer capable of being ported to that phone's hardware. So you're going to have an up-to-date OS. You're not going to have an old shitty OS that like has a bunch of security holes.
And you know what I would check? I would actually check Wirecutter, because they do a lot of research. Like, they specifically do research and find, like, the best,
good
like,
point.
Whatever. Yeah, it's, I mean, like, I've heard good things about the Moto X. I've heard good things about the HTC One. They have that Mini now, which I guess is a little underpowered compared to the regular size one, but it's pretty fucking big. I mean, I like my iPhone mostly because I'm just invested in the ecosystem now. I don't really see much reason to change. It's like I said, like, I kind of feel like at this point most phones are going to be the same. So it's like, is it really worth, like, getting the other apps, setting up the phone again, you know, buying some apps that I really like to switch? I'm like, nah, I'll keep drinking that Cupertino Kool-Aid. It tastes pretty delicious.
Yeah. There's a guy at work with a Samsung Galaxy S5, and it's nice. I mean, it's definitely a nice phone, but it's big. I got big hands, and it still feels like this is a shitload of phone. Then again, I guess the rumors about the iPhone 6 are that the next one's going to be bigger than the 5 was.
It's always interesting. Like, I mean, I personally don't understand like the desire to have like the fucking huge ass phone.
Oh, with like the 6-inch screens?
Yeah, like,
yeah, those are tiny tablets. Like, you look like you're holding a whole slice of bread up to the side of your head.
I guess I like the small one. I just want one that fits in my pocket pretty easily. Yeah. Like, I can just carry around. Mm.
More so. So most of the pants I wear have fairly big pockets. It's not so much like whether or not something fits in my front pocket, because I could probably get an iPad Mini into my front pocket. It's, can I get the fucking thing out of my pocket while it's ringing? Like, can I get it wrestled out of the pocket, unhooked from all of the wrapped up material in there, and up to the side of my head in time to answer it? I don't think those phablets are coming out of my pockets easy.
Tim, have anything to add?
Tim's got dainty little hands. He does not want a phablet.
Did he leave?
Oh.
Oh. Well, there you go. So, yes, there you go, Dean. I would check Wirecutter. You know what? Since Tim's on the phone, ignoring us like a douchebag.
Yes.
He's having car trouble. I don't know if he wants to say that, but he can cut out. Smartphones. Oh, best Android phone. Oh, so they're saying the Samsung Galaxy S5 currently. So, you know, I'll post a link. You're the best generation. You know, not that we want to help you, Dean, but I feel like these people are way more qualified.
Yeah, especially since my phone's now 3 years old. I haven't exactly been keeping the tippy-tippy top of that whole argument.
Slightly before 100,000 miles.
Down. How do you say mold? AMOLED? Is that how you
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't like say it as one word.
No. Okay. AMOLED.
AMOLED, yeah, there it is.
Is it an AMOLED? Do people actually turn that into a word?
Yes, I've heard that.
I've always heard it as an initialism, not an acronym.
I hear those screens are pretty nice. I mean, I guess that's the only thing that seems to be like a big jump up point is screens now. Like, where people get like really high, you know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of those ones where it's like, our screen has the highest fucking resolution, but then you check the fine print and it's like, yeah, we're using this Pentile arrangement, so it's not actually It's not actually as many individual pixels as we're claiming.
Well, they do the same thing with cameras too, right? Like, this camera is like 100 megapixel, but we actually do this thing on software size that makes it like it's a 100 megapixel camera. Yeah. That's not really.
Like, it's like 100. Well, is it like 100 in the same way that I'm like a chimp in that I've got opposable thumbs and I guess a chimp would be a bad, since that's actually my public face. How about it? It's like 100 megapixels in the same way that I'm like a raccoon.
You are like a raccoon.
I am. Always stealing things out of people's trash.
I think sloths are pretty adorable.
Rustling through their trousers. They are. Oh my god. If I can find it, I'll send Tim a link right here. If not, you guys are fucking on your own. But I saw a video of a sloth petting a cat. You're the Pepsi generation.
Like, it was actually like actively reaching out, going with this little sloth claw.
Yes. Oh, God, I found it. Oh, prepare for the cuteness, Noah.
I'm prepared for the cuteness.
Oh, back. Son of a bitch. Thanks, YouTube. You know what I always wanted in before super short videos is commercials equal in length to the fucking videos. Actually, this one's like 4 minutes long, so I'm being a little extra bitchy this morning.
You
being sassy.
No.
And you're so comfy.
I know.
I think he's trying to have sex with it, Andy.
You think so?
I don't know. It was just when I clicked on it. It's just like it's kind of laying on it. It's gluey. Yeah. Like it's like shh, it's okay. It's okay.
It's like yes. Give me your face.
Oh my! Oh, that is. Oh, it scratches his little head with his little claws.
It is. Isn't it adorable?
The cat's loving it.
Cat singing to itself. I want a lover with a slow hand.
I want to kiss you all over. And you know who else is pretty cute that I noticed? Owls. Owls are pretty adorable.
Where?
I think it's just because they're so tiny and they look so, like, pissed off. Why are you holding me? What are you going to say, Tim?
What did I miss? Why are we talking about adorable animals randomly?
We were killing time until you got back.
Yeah.
Oh. You can't just create more content for the people?
No, we're going to go...
Animals is pretty good content.
We're going to go get excellent content from the internet and share it with them.
Who doesn't like a cute sloth petting a cat?
I don't give a shit about a cute sloth.
Well, you wouldn't.
But it's double cuteness, Tim.
Yeah, the cat doesn't bring it up for me.
Mm. Well, just because you were born without a soul, don't take that out on the rest of us.
Does it get your juices flowing?
My juices are bone dry.
Oh. So we cannot accept the juices of your manhood?
That's right. Although the aridness of my juices might also be the fact that I just got off the phone with the people who are fixing my car, and it's going to be $450.
Mmm. Oh.
Damn you, water pump ball bearings. Damn you to hell.
That sounds like it should not be that expensive.
You're right. Yeah. He's like, well, the water pump is $150. I'm like, all right. Well, that's not like break it off in my pocket, but that's not going to, you know, and he's like, and then the labor on it is $300. I was like, fuck you and your labor. So basically, I just had the ability to put this in myself, I would save myself $300. That's what you're telling me. My ignorance is costing me $300.
There are cars out there where they basically have to disassemble part of the engine in order to change the battery.
So, Tim, does that motivate you to learn about cars?
No.
Ride a bicycle?
I mean, not that people are going to get rid of their cars because of this, but that is one thing I do not miss about not owning a car.
I bet.
I mean, about owning a car, it's just like, I took my bike in, and, you know, I had to get something put on, and then I was like, oh, you know, can you put some extra brake levers up on the top part of the handlebar? And, like, yeah, so, like, that'll be, like, $30, or I think it was $60 with labor or something, so... All in all, it was $100 to get my bike worked on. I'm like, that is not bad. Especially since it's not that often that I do that.
Yeah, can you replace half the bike? Sure, that'll be $150.
But, you know, what I gain in that, I lose in time, right? So it takes longer to get places. So, you know, if you consider time and money, it could be a wash.
Then again, every time you're going someplace, you're also getting exercise while you're doing it.
This is true.
So... You don't need to, like, go to a gym and spend an hour on an elliptical or, you know, a stationary bike that's going to take you fucking nowhere while you just pedal, doing work for no reason.
Well, but here's the thing, though. If you do the same thing all the time, like, your body gets acclimated, right? Like, if all I did for exercise was just ride my bike and did nothing else, like, I still would be in that level of shape, but it wouldn't get any better, right? Like, my body would be like, oh, I know this. Like, I'm done working.
Well, yes. But you're still physically burning calories. You're still doing work. There's still energy expenditure. So that's less calories going to your gut.
Oh, and that's where they love to go.
Fucking calories love my gut.
I don't think I've put a single calorie into my dick, and that is super annoying. If I had a fat dick, that would be fine. I mean, even if it was like one of those like squishy stress things, if it was just like all, you know, if it was like I'm saying I want a pig in a blanket penis.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Did I tell you about?
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
I want to say I'm pretty sure a comedian does this as a joke, but this really happened. Like at night, you know, my wife is pregnant. Michael will go and say goodnight to the baby. He'll, like, you know, pull up my wife's shirt and kiss my wife's stomach and say goodnight, baby. And then one night he grabbed my shirt, he kissed my stomach, and he said goodnight, food.
Like, he really said that?
Yeah.
What do you even think of that?
I'm probably sure I've made some joke about, like, this is food in here or something like that.
Okay.
And he kept it with him long enough to go, good night, food.
Oh, man, that's good times.
Noah, this is your counterpoint. This is the kind of shit that happens that makes kids worth it.
But I can just hear your stories and laugh. Save myself a couple thousand dollars.
But there's so many little moments like this.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they say it's like $500,000 by the time the kid leaves, by the time the kid's 18.
There you go. Save myself $500,000. And I know you cannot put a dollar amount on it.
Do you know how much cocaine you could buy with $500,000?
$500,000 worth.
You could probably do a lot of like calculations of like, you know how much this I could get for that?
Do you know how many Vietnamese hookers that would get you?
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Man, that is a deep cut into the Tancast archive.
It is.
Oh, man. And they could make you all sorts of jokes for that much money.
For newer listeners, one Vietnamese hooker is worth 5 Dara.
Racism.
Yes, I didn't feel good about that after it came out.
You did. You felt great.
I did. I still felt pretty okay.
You're like, I'm white and I'm on top of the heap. Suck it.
I am. I did.
Did you already start with how was everyone's week?
No, we kind of talked about phones and then cute animals.
All right. So how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, there's some cute animals. No.
This week I saw a sloth pet a cat.
I sent you guys a picture of it. I was walking down the street and all of a sudden I see a bag full of chicken feet, egg cartons, and broken eggs. I'm like, what the fuck happened here?
You're the Pepsi generation.
You didn't like my explanation, though.
I did. I just didn't respond. Sorry.
The Kaiser Soze of chicken was upset that Clucky got behind on his gambling debts.
Just
so he
like,
killed his family and his friends and his unborn children and people who owed him money.
People who ate at KFC.
Oh. I'm like, what is wrong with you, San Francisco? I don't think anything. I don't think anything amazing happened this weekend.
I wrote a... Oh, goddamn.
A scathing review of a local business.
Face full of cat.
You went to Yelp.
I wrote out a
lit somebody.
I wrote out a shitload of birthday invitations for Drew's 6th birthday. Next year, I think we're going to pay way too much money and just have somebody print them, and then be those parents and have like the professionally done invitations. Because oh my god, writing that same shit out 40 times hurt.
Well, you know,
actually, no, 20 times. Caitlin did 20, I did 20.
Hey, there's a spider on my ceiling. It's right above my face. I don't want
above
this,
your face.
I don't want the spider to land up. Oh, okay, he fucking almost lost his grip just now, and he almost fell down. I'm moving. I ain't got time for this shit.
Tim's a real man. Oh shit! It's coming for me.
Ah, it went in the crack where I can't kill it. It knows I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill you. You're going to die, spider.
Spider.
You kill we one, love you, spider. And five more arise to take its place, Tim.
Spider, get rid
Hydra
of.
Hydra spider?
Spider. Step up, spider.
No, Mr. Spider, I expect you to die. Get out of the crack, damn you.
Wait, what were we talking about? How was your week? What's going on?
He made birthday invitations.
Oh, yeah.
Did that. Oh, and watch Day of the Doctor. Finally.
You haven't seen that
later.
Yet?
No.
What an odd coincidence. I randomly watched it. I advised Noah that it was not on streaming, but it is.
Oh.
I think douche. You telling me that it wasn't on streaming reminded me that it's been freaking 8 months that I've been trying to talk Caitlin into, hey, well, let's watch that Doctor Who thing. And we had a parents' night out last night, so we watched it last night.
For a parents' night out?
Yes. We stayed in.
Oh, boy.
Don't judge me.
I'm judging you. That's what's happening right now.
Don't judge me.
The judgment is coming. Just like the moment.
The moment is coming.
Ha ha! It's a line of dialogue from that episode that he watched.
It is.
So
this is a thing I've seen recently. I appreciate it extra.
So what'd you think?
For its familiarity. There was a lot of fan service in it, in a great way. I liked it.
Oh, shit. Now the spider has disappeared.
Tim, the spider's in your hair! Just freaked my cat out making that noise.
Winter is coming.
Fuck you, spider!
Hold on to your butts.
Is this really what the episode's gonna be about, this stupid spider?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have some great through line you wanted to put in there that's better than Tim being scared by a spider?
Tim,
why did you remind you how high and how girly pitched you laughed when I first talked about the spider?
Tim, pop the spider in the microwave, then let it bite you, see if you get any superpowers.
Done and done. What if I just break open the door of my microwave and point it towards the spider, because I don't know if I can get it in there.
Okay. Well, do that too.
All right. Anyway, so you liked it. Day of the Doctor.
Yes, I did. I did like it. I don't want to say a lot of reasons why I liked it.
Why?
Well, there's some of the stuff that's spoilery.
Fucking, you're the only one who just watched it, my friend.
Well, 10,000 new people find out things every day, according to XKCD. I don't remember the specifics of this. You're the Pepsi
generation. That is a randomly statistic that you don't remember the specifics of. I'm just saying. You want to just put a spoiler tag in there? Because Noah's never going to see it because he doesn't give two shits.
Do it up.
Whoa, I might see it someday.
Oh, really? You're gonna take on Doctor Who someday?
I mean, if I run out of other stuff to watch in the world, I might go watch it.
It's either going to be Doctor Who or rewatching The Avengers 15 times.
I like The Avengers.
No, you can go ahead and spoil it. I don't care.
Okay.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So I'm watching the whole thing, and it's all, like, Day of the Doctor, and I'm like, but there's only three Doctors, and one of them is one that they just made up in the season finale, John Hurt. And, you know, you'd think that they could at least get some more of the still-living Doctors. If nobody else, at least Christopher Eccleston, what the fuck, why isn't he in here? Why is it just Matt Smith and David Tennant? And then at the end of the episode, and it was, you know, some creative editing that got them there. But at the end of the episode, all of a sudden, it's all the Doctors. Every single Doctor ever. All working together.
Now, do you know the story why Christopher Eccleston was not in it?
No, I don't.
Because he said, fuck you, basically.
Really?
Apparently he did not have a good time working on Doctor Who, and that's why he left after only one season, and he was not anxious to come back. And so John Hurt would have been Christopher Eccleston.
Oh.
Now, doesn't that make you wish he wasn't so pig-headed about it? Because wouldn't that have been a way cooler thing to see the three Doctors interacting in that way, the three modern-era Doctors?
Huh.
Now Noah can take a phone call.
No, see, it would have been interesting, but I felt like it actually worked better to have John Hurt as sort of like the 8.5 Doctor, because the very beginning of the of Christopher Eccleston, the first thing that's happening is he just regenerated. So it can't be that Christopher Eccleston is the doctor who ended the Time War. It's got to be that he's the doctor at, like, right after the doctor who ended the Time War. Because he talks about it as, like, having just happened, like, having just done that. And being kind of broken by that.
Well,
so
he
that
could
would
have
meant
he
that
could
it
have,
was the Eighth Doctor.
It could have been that the Eighth Doctor regenerated just before he destroyed... He regenerated into Christopher Eccleston, and Christopher Eccleston destroys whatever, and then he leaps into, you know, saving Rose from the plastic people. So, like, he didn't regenerate due to having destroyed the Time Lords. He regenerated just before that. It could have worked. They could have made it work where he hadn't seen it. Because I think the line you're referring to is when he looks at himself in a mirror and realizes he has big ears or something in the pilot episode of Doctor Who. Reboot.
Yes.
Because it's not like he literally says anything like, I've just finished regenerating.
Oh, that's true. Like, he just hasn't had a chance to see himself yet.
Right. So... In theory, there could have just been no mirror in between when he regenerated and when he saw himself. I mean, when, you know, you fucking see what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I would have, as much as I liked it, and I liked the idea that John Hurt was sort of like representative of the older style of Doctor, like, mm-hmm. chastising the new guys for, like, why are you talking like timey-wimey, making fun of, like, why yes. would you say that? And why are you pointing
are you
your screwdrivers
like
water pistols?
Yes.
Even from someone who doesn't really have any appreciation for the old two, which is not to say I dislike it, I just don't have any... I don't have any attachment to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So Spots are adorable.
Noah, do you like turtles?
I do.
Do you want me to call you so you can take a phone call?
No.
Anyway, yeah, I would have liked it had it been Christopher Eccleston, but he was busy being a non-entity in Thor 2.
Who's Christopher Eccleston?
He's the guy who played Malekith in Thor 2.
Yeah, the Dark Elf, the main bad guy in Thor 2.
Oh, got it.
Really could have been anybody.
Oh, do you know who played the main evil guy in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Wait, which main evil guy?
Not Thanos, but the I can't remember his name right now. The one
Ronan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do. It's the Pie Maker.
Yes. I'm like that could have been anyone.
Who's the Pie Maker?
From Pushing Daisies.
Oh. Good old Pie Maker boy.
Because I was like, I had no idea that was fucking him. And then someone mentioned it, and they're talking. I was like, wait, who is this guy? And I looked. I'm like, oh, shit, it's that guy. I'm like, I fucking did not recognize him.
Name's Lee Pace, by the way.
Yes, Lee Pace.
Yeah.
He's
also shit. I can't remember the name of the elf, but he's the like the head elf in the Hobbit movies.
Yes,
Ooh boy,
gotta get him.
He's got some pretty eyes. That man does.
He's a handsome dude.
So they had a Star Trek actor, a Doctor Who actress, and a Hobbit actress in this movie or actor. Fuck, I'm getting all the genders wrong.
Yes.
Did they have a Star Wars person in there?
They had a Lego person, too.
They did.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Wait, what's your favorite song? Everything is awesome. Oh, my God.
I don't think they had anybody from Star Wars in the movie, though.
Wait,
maybe some random guy in the background. There's no one that was going to be in a new Star Wars, is there?
I do not know. I watched that a second. We're talking about... Did we make it clear to the listener we switched gears to Guardians of the Galaxy?
Somebody did say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. I went and saw that again Thursday night.
What?
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 You didn't invite me?
Nope. I took my wife. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, right. Because she didn't see it.
That's right. We ditched her.
How did she like it?
She liked it a lot. I felt bad, though. The theater wasn't as hyped as it was when you and I went. I felt like it took a while for people to actually start laughing out loud. I'm like, this is funny shit. These are jokes, people. Come on now. Turd Blossom. What more do you need out of life? Granted, by that point, they were laughing. That was the very end of the episode. Episode. Movie.
Yeah, they were not the, like, maybe they weren't the hype crowd. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we waited a little while. We're not as excited to see this movie.
But it was still packed on a Thursday night.
I got nothing then.
It was good though. I still like it. Still holds up. And I was thinking, this is the kind of thing like the prequels could have been, like fun, you know?
Yeah.
enjoyable.
Oh, the Star Wars prequel?
Yeah.
Instead of just like whiny?
Yeah.
Whiny little kid.
A lot of shitty dialogue. Turning the Force from this mystical thing into something generated by fucking bacteria.
Maybe they should have had, you know, whoever directed this direct that.
Jimmy Gunn?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was in his career at that point, but I don't
think... Probably high school? Because we're old.
Speaking of the Star Wars, though, have you seen the pictures of the new Star Wars helmet that they... The Star Wars... What do you call it?
Stormtrooper
helmet. Thank you. You're the Pepsi
generation. I have not.
Oh, let me see if I can find one.
Oh. Storm.
I mean, not that, you know, not that people who are not heard of can't make great movies, but it's always interesting when you get like I've never heard of this guy. He made a fucking amazing movie. I'm sure he's been doing work and other things that I've not been aware of. Jimmy
right.
Gunn.
I believe he did Super and something else. Yep, he did Super and something else.
Super?
The movie?
I'm not sure I know it. There we go.
This is like if Apple redesigned Stormtrooper helmets.
It's so simple and elegant in its design. No buttons.
Oh, is it James Gunn, not Jimmy Gunn?
Oh, you fucked it up.
Screenwriter, filmmaker. Yep, that's him. Film and television career. Fucking just give me a list. Thank you.
It's always interesting, like, what looks more futuristic to us. Like, looking at the helmet, I'm like, yeah, that does look more futuristic. I don't know why. Like, the old helmet looks pretty futuristic. You know what I mean? Like, why does it make it? Why does it look more futuristic?
At the bottom, the one of the original designs by Ralph McQuarrie, which didn't make it into the films, that one looks like he's got three like soda bottles trapped in his helmet, because those three little white things look like they are meant to unscrew and dispense sugary liquid.
Okay, so he wrote Romeo yes. and Juliet, Scooby Doo.
Oh. Yes!
Dawn of the Dead, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed, Slither, James Gunn's PG Porn.
Oh, have you not seen James Gunn's PG Porn?
I have not.
Oh my god, it's epic. Oh, there's one with Alan Tudyk that just thinking about it's making me laugh.
And he directed and wrote a part of Movie 43.
Oh yeah! I do remember that now.
And you will not be surprised to know he directed the mid-credit scene in Thor the Dark World. The
yes,
one that takes place in the collectors.
Yep.
The All right. office.
If it will stop fucking playing, I will get you guys a link. Oh my god. I hate my laptop.
And it knows it. That's why it doesn't.
Oh my god. It just decided to take Firefox full screen.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Take it full screen.
For no reason.
Do it.
Like, it just took over the whole screen.
Enhance. Enhance.
I really need to replace the hard drive in this thing. If not the whole thing in this thing.
What is this you're linking us to? You're the Pepsi
generation. This is the James Gunn's PG porn with Alan Tudyk that I was just saying makes me laugh.
Oh, I will save that for later.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other very funny ones, too. I think this one's my favorite of the ones I've seen so far.
My favorite of my
And I was starting to say Slither. I freaking loved Slither.
Well, I feel like it got pretty positive reviews overall.
I think it did.
Doesn't sound like my kind of movie. Ugh. I just Googled it. Yep. That's a big pass-a-roo from Timmy Wimmy.
Oh, yeah. It's there's like body horror and...
I'm out.
Gore.
Tim, do you not like horror movies at all?
Not at all, but generally no.
Okay. Did you see Cabin in the Woods?
I did.
Did you enjoy that one?
Meh.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like that's one...
Sorry?
I was just going to say, I feel like that one is like one people who aren't into horror movies would enjoy because it's kind of, you know, it's something a little different.
I did like it a little different, but it's still, the thing I don't like about horror movies is they're almost never, like, they're just not happy. I mean, obviously yes. not, they're fucking horror movies, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It always ends with, and you know what? Things are okay. And there's usually the, no, actually things are shitty. Like, I don't want to watch things be shitty. I just open a window and look outside. I know. I live in America as a mostly white guy. Things aren't that shitty, but... Sorry, mostly white guy. That cracked me up.
Tim's taupe.
Tim's passable, as they would say.
There was a comedian, a mixed-race comedian, that I was at Rooster Teeth Feathers on Wednesday, and he was up there. He's like, yeah, I'm half black and half white, but I'm mostly half black. Because, you know, he looks more black than white.
Nice. But I'm mostly half black.
Mostly half.
That's the part that made me laugh. Mostly half black. He was way better looking than me. I'm like, oh, that's what happens when half black, half white goes right. I'm like a rough draft.
Nope, you gotta toss some more vanilla in there.
No, less. He was darker than I was.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Went the wrong way.
And also muscles. Apparently he got the he found out how to work those and build them up.
I think Tim, you're pretty aware of how you do that.
Tim, no, you know what it is.
The knowledge escapes me.
You just don't.
He's worked those muscles up by lifting off all of the white women who just fall onto him constantly.
You're talking about the comedian.
Yes. Okay. No, ladies. I must get to my car. I have places to be. There's functions to attend. No, off the dick, please.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here? Half black, white, horror movies. Don't like them. Don't care for them.
I don't like them. I'm losing my taste for them as I get older. Because just like, you think about like, oh, that person's so happy they escaped, but everyone they fucking know is dead.
Yeah. It's like, I'm alive. Ah, fuck Jamie and Barney and Barry and Sam and Sue and James and other James and Kevin and other Kevin and little Kevin.
And other James.
But for some reason, I'm still kind of drawn to them. Like, much less so than when I was younger, but every once in a while we hear about, oh, this one's so messed up. I'm like, what? Maybe I'll check it out. Let me go see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm usually content to read the Wikipedia page about them. I'm like, yep, I would not have liked that.
You know what I don't want to do? They just announced that there was a stealth teaser put up. The same guy who made all the Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear video games is working with Guillermo del Toro. Yes. And they are going to release a new Silent Hill video game. And their way of announcing it was putting a playable trailer that they just said, oh, it's some new franchise. And they just called it PT. And a bunch of people downloaded it. And when they played to the very end of it, and apparently it scared the shit out of a lot of people, they found out at the very end there's this big reveal of that it's Kojima and Del Toro. I can't remember the name of the actor, but I think he's in The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, he plays that kind of redneck guy.
Yes, and that it's the three of them, and that it's a new Silent Hill video game.
Now, how is it not a demo?
Because it's not, like the part that you're playing through is not necessarily like what the gameplay actually is going to be. Like that may not appear anywhere in the game.
Got it.
And in fact, the sort of, I guess there's some implied stuff about this guy like murdering someone in a bathroom, because like he keeps having to walk past the bathroom, and like at first the bathroom like door just starts rattling, and then like another time it opens a little bit and then slams shut, and he keeps going through this loop where like when he gets to the basement he's back in the hallway and has to walk past the bathroom door again. I tried to watch some Let's Play videos on the day that it was released, and it was late at night, and I wasn't even playing the damn game, and I noped out of those videos. I'm like, I have gotten old. However, I'm also responsible enough to know I need to sleep tonight because I have work tomorrow. So, Tim, I know I'm making fun of you for being a pussy, for not watching and not enjoying scary movies.
Oh, you weren't until just now, but thanks a lot.
Oh, well, now you know. But if it softens that blow a little bit, and if it doesn't, my lips are nice and soft, and we'll soften a different blow later.
Oh, dear.
apparently, I've become a great big pussy, too, because I couldn't even watch I couldn't watch a video of somebody else playing a scary video game trailer.
Well, that sounds like boring and scary. That's a really lethal combination.
Yeah, it was. This is like, left, turn left, turn left. Why are you staring? No, there's nothing.
Why aren't you
a blank wall? You're looking at the blank wall.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That is not what you were thinking. You're like, you didn't explore that one 56-inch pixel area.
What do you think was to the left? It was the corner. I'm like, hey, you know what?
You gotta look there. There could be some results for you to feed Mother Rain.
There's a small discontinuity in the wallpaper pattern. I bet if you go push on that wallpaper that you'll find an elixir. Yeah, you guys made fun of me. But I always went into the boss battles with the massive amounts of elixirs that I never used.
I don't know if we ever talked about this, but watching Andy play video games is fucking dull.
Oh, we've mentioned it many times.
Okay.
Well, Also, you guys haven't seen me play video games in like a good 8 years.
I'm sure you've completely changed the way you do it.
The not fact really, that but I could have. I could have, and that's the important point here.
It's like the way I eat donuts. It's radically different from when you guys used to hang out with me. Now I eat them with my ear holes.
Tim, I'm suspicious of that thing you just told me.
But you know what? You have every right to be.
But I'm such a good friend that I'm going to take your word for it.
So did either of you watch a crappy movie this week?
No,
I couldn't bring myself to.
So I said last week, okay, I got Catwoman on the DVR, so I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally sat down last night to watch it, and either fucking Oxygen or Comcast fucked up, I recorded a whole different movie. But it still says Catwoman on the bottom of it.
It's probably Oxygen.
I'm going to blame Comcast. You know that.
I know.
But I was like, well, I promised I'd watch a shitty movie, so I watched... I'll just go and tell you. The next time you have to come up with something better than Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Damn it! That's been in my Netflix queue forever. That's my, all right, this is the last one I'm doing.
Same here. I was like, well, it's time to pull the emergency chute. We gotta Santa Claus and the Martians.
All right, Tim, I'm going to watch Santa Claus versus the Martians, and then we'll figure out which one of us watched the shittier movie.
Or I'll just watch Catwoman, and then I'll debate myself next week.
And no one else will talk about sloths and cats until you get to the end, then we'll flip a coin.
Sounds good.
All right, it's a plan.
Sloth and cats. Cats and sloths.
By the way, spoiler alert, Santa Claus doesn't conquer shit.
No, he doesn't?
No! Like, that title makes you think Santa Claus, like, kicks ass or something. He's not one ass. Not one ass is kicked.
Oh, Santa. Disappointing.
Disappointed!
Oh, Kevin Sorbo.
Was that Kevin
Wait,
Sorbo?
What?
I thought yeah. It was the other Highlander.
Kevin Sorbo wasn't a Highlander. He was Hercules.
Right.
Wait, this is a more recent movie?
Sorry, we are talking about... When Kevin Sorbo apparently yells disappointed, was that in Hercules?
Yes, it was in Hercules. I think he may have been playing. Maybe it was like alternate reality Hercules or something.
Oh, yep, you're right. It is Hercules. You're the Pepsi Generation. There you go.
Oh yes, because he's got a goatee, so you can tell he's
What?
He's evil. He's alternate reality Hercules. You know, just like evil Spock.
I didn't really hear about that until it was on a Hollywood Babylon Exquisite Acting, which is a segment they do where they pick apart parts of movies that are so shitty they make it all the way around to awesome. And that was one of them. He's like, I'm pretty sure that dude just read the stage directions and they left it in there. It's like, you know, blah, blah, blah says this. Parentheses, disappointed. He just went, disappointed! And they're like, cut, print, whatever. It's fucking Hercules.
I think I read somewhere that he's said since then, like since this became a big meme, that like it wasn't even in the script. Like it wasn't that he was reading stage directions. Or maybe it was one of those things kind of like, now I'm just pulling stuff out of my butt and I should look this up. But anyways, maybe it's one of those things like Gary Oldman doing the everyone, where like the director told him just to have fun with the cut and then they wound up using it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was actually that Kevin Sorbo was that big of an idiot that he couldn't tell what stage direction versus dialogue was.
Wait, so initially Gary Oldman wasn't supposed to read the line that way? He was just fucking around?
Well, it was supposed to, like, you know, everyone. He was supposed to turn around and be like, everyone! Or, you know, like, intense or whatever. But then the director's like, you know what, let's just do one for fun. Just you know, like, really go nuts. I want you to get all the energy out. And then we'll try a couple, like, lower energy ones or some shit like that. So he did that one that was, like, super over the top with the screaming and the bulging and the eyes and all the rest. And the director's like, this is perfect. I'm gonna use this one. Due to the non-sequitur sound of the line, scene was widely misinterpreted as Sorbo reading around stage direction disappointed. He explained in a 2013 interview that disappointed did not appear in the script, rather was him breaking character as an in-joke between him and the crew. He was referencing a scene from A Fish Called Wanda, in which Otto, played by Kevin Klein, cracks a safe only to find it empty and screams disappointed at it in frustration.
Wait, what movie was it?
Fish Called Wanda.
Oh.
Oh, and this clip, I guess, never appeared in Hercules, that it was an outtake clip.
Oh, I did not know that.
So it wasn't that he screwed up. It was that it was him screwing around. Stop trying to eat. Styrofoam's not good for cats. Dumbass. It's still kind of funny just to see him yell disappointed. You know what? I think it would have been better for that actually to be left in. Non sequiturs are funny. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry. Someone posted a Pepsi commercial on their Facebook feed, and it was the one with Michael Jackson and Alfonso.
You're the Pepsi generation.
Oh, Alfonso Ribeiro?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the thing Noah said is correct.
Jesus Christ, know your black people.
That is my favorite game show. Know your black people. All right. This one had a Super Bowl commercial just this last year. Samuel Jackson.
Oh, man.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Ding, 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 ding. You know your black people.
You crack yourself up. Is that a real high pitched laugh right now?
Yes. Ah, it's good times.
Oh man, you and your high pitched laugh, little
Oh, you have a high pitched laugh. All I have to do is get scared of a spider, and it'll come out.
I have a manly chuckle.
A manly chuckle.
I had a manly chuckle the other day.
He's so afraid of spiders.
Going back and listening to a lot of Tancasts recently, I think that my chuckle is the resonant frequency of the fat on my belly. I think I'm laughing exactly as fast as I can actually move my gut.
Well, Andy made sure he would do his best to put a stop to the high-pitched chuckles for the immediate future.
Excellent.
Good job, Tim.
Because they're really starting to wear on me.
Fucking Noah, do you know who you're talking to at any given moment?
I don't know my black people.
All right. Well, I think we pretty much nailed the chat for this week.
Yeah, it's okay, Noah. They all look alike.
Pretty much.
I have nothing more to add.
Oh. Okay.
All right, take us out, Rough Draft. Neither.
Who's Rough Draft?
Remember, you, never Tim. Trust never trust Tim and Andy to know they're black people.
Hey, I got Lawrence Fishburne. This week I hate that I'm still not recognized as the blackest Tancaster.
This week you're doing it like a spider on my ceiling.
You're fucking terrifying, Tim. Just
it.
Tim. No one else.
Stop it! Go away!
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. It's always the worst when, like, you see, like, a spider on your ceiling, and then, like, yo, and then you come back and it's gone. You're like, where the fuck did you go,
yeah,
spider?
Like, oh,
where are you?
Tim used to be Spider Boy, but then the spider crawled into his bed and made him a Spider Man.
Made him a Spider Quump.
Spider Man, gets a piece of that spider ham.
He just crawls in and goes,
lover?
What?
It's a callback.
Okay.
Now you're supposed to ask, why do you always reject me?
Well, where is that from?
What the hell?
Us.
What?
I remember this. What are you wondering about, Tim?
I'm wondering about what the hell you guys are talking about.
Long ass time ago, we did a Tancast where somebody was talking about smashing spiders, and I'm like, they're always like, friend? And Noah goes, why do you always reject me? And then you talked about taking a trip to Mexico and a spider falling into your kayak. And
oh,
you guys like freaking
yeah.
out getting it out. And the poor spider was just like, amigo.
Why do you always reject me?
Wow. Fucking Andy had all that shit on lock.
I remember different things than you guys do. Sometimes I remember them differently also.
Fuck, I don't know what I'm going to say for this week. The fucking we jibber-jabbered about a lot of bullshit.
I think that's it. This week we jibber-jabber about a lot of bullshit. Listen or don't.
We talked about the phones. We talked about Slavs are cute. And then talked Doctor Who, Guardians of the Galaxy. We just fucking... This week we didn't stay on top one topic for very long.
This week we wandered in the desert for 40 years.
I walked through the desert on a horse with no name. Oh, 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 oh.
It felt good to be out of the rain. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Not oh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
Not oh. No. No. Oh. You're not Cher.
If I could turn back time. If I can find my way.
Lick my lips.
Are you done recording?
I am done recording. Well, I hit stop now. Stop.